This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce one of the outstanding and most beloved athletes of all time, now in Hollywood making a picture for Sam Goldwyn called The Pride of the Yankees, Mr. Babe Ruth.
How are you, Bob?
Well, hiya, Babe.
Well, I bet that's the first time you said hiya, Babe, to anybody that wore pants.
You're right. It's a novelty to see a babe in California who isn't wearing slacks. You know, Babe? And I want to tell you, it's funny seeing you holding a script instead of a bat.
Well, Bob, I read this script, but I'd feel safer if I was holding a bat.
Oh, you're perfectly safe behind this machine gun?
Oh, I'm not... Oh, I'm not nervous. This isn't so different from baseball.
It isn't?
Well, only a little. In baseball, after four bad ones, it's the batter that walks. On this program, it's the audience.
Well, that's one nice thing about our show. We let anybody walk out who wants to if they can get through those bear traps in the aisle. But I'm certainly glad you could come up here, Babe. You know, I made a nice impression today showing up here at Camp Cook with you.
Yeah, and as we were walking along arm in arm, one chap pointed to us and said, "Gee, I never thought I'd ever see the king of SWAT wind up with a foul ball."
I wonder what made him think you were a foul ball, isn't it? You know, Babe, looking at those big shoulders, I can see why you're the king of the four baggers.
Thanks, Bob. And look at your big eyes, I can see why you were the king of the two baggers.
Well, I like these bags under my eyes. In case of a blackout, my nose has a choice of air raid shelters.
You know, Bob, maybe I can give you some pointers on how to keep in shape.
You're going to give me pointers? Look at that shape of yours.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, a soldier passed by before, pointed to your ankles and said, "Ain't that kind of a small landing gear for a flying fortress?"
Look here, Pogle Nose. You're not exactly streamlined. Look at that pouch on you.
Well, you think I'm paunchy? Why, you won't walk down the street because you're afraid of being arrested for hoarding meat.
Why, I'm in great shape, Bob. Here, feel that muscle in my arm.
Hard. Now feel my muscle.
Large.
Wait a minute. Feel the muscle in my other arm.
Okay.
Well, what does it feel like?
Well, does this come in those six, the delicious flavors?
You even look like Don Wilson, but Babe, don't you think I have a good physique for baseball?
Perfect. Boy, you could be trapped between first and second while your nose was stealing third.
Well, it comes in handy for picking up cigar butts. But you know, Babe, you may be big and strong, but I'll bet there are some forms of athletics which I'm better than you.
Really? Did you ever hit a baseball 450 feet?
Well, no.
Did you ever pitch a 16-inning game?
No.
Did you ever drive a golf ball 480 yards?
No, but what's your high score on a yo-yo? And you've got to admit that I didn't do so bad in that exhibition golf match we played this weekend up at Sacramento, you and I against Bing Crosby and Governor Olson.
Boy, that Crosby could really slam the ball, can he? How come he hits them so hard?
Well, somebody told him they were stork's eggs. Hey, what did you think of the way I played golf?
Why, Bob, I thought you were one of the finest golfers the game has ever produced.
Honest Injun?
Nope, lime pale face.
Well, you should talk. You play golf like it was baseball. You got up there in the first tee at Sacramento, slammed that golf ball across the lot, and started running for home.
Well, what would you do if you broke Governor Olson's window?
Same thing you did. Pay for it with a bad check.
Well, Bob, I want to tell you, it's been plenty of thrill coming up here and seeing all these swell soldiers.
Well, babe, I'm sure they had a big thrill seeing you. And tell me, before you go, do you think I could be a good soldier?
Sure, Bob. There's a place in the service for you.
Well, where's that?
Why don't you join the ambulance corps?
Babe, please, stop spacing your words, will you? And look at your script, that's core.
Look in your mirror, that's corpse.